This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and happy Wednesday on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey, Dusty Leggins, Bob Fesco with you here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. What do you guys want to talk about today? Oh, shoot.
I think everybody's awake now.
I would imagine, right?
Boy.
Where do we start with this one today?
I don't know. What an entertainment afternoon yesterday. I'm leaving work. Go have a little lunch with some colleagues. I get in my car. I head to the golf course. Twitter opens up. So I get a red light. I'm getting hawked at because I'm so out of place. Like I'm like sitting there. The light's red. You know, the other people are getting ready to turn. I'm on Twitter and I'm like, oh God. Oh, okay.
Right.
Screen, idiot. Okay, sorry. And on we go. So, very loud day on the internet, very loud day on the radio.
I guess it's always a loud day on the radio, right?
I guess, unless, you know, you lose signal in St. Joe and it's, hey, everybody, this is B-Dub. Yeah. It's 75 degrees outside. Bob and Josh lost connection in St. Joe. Here's another sweet sound from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Good. Yeah, it's really good.
All right, it's 7:14. We're back from break. Here's Brooks and Dunn. On Moon.
Shout out B-Dub. Shout out B-Dub. He's listening this morning dying, I guarantee it.
It was so, so fun. Funny. That's one of the best days in radio ever. I'm just, for some reason, up on a Tuesday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, good for you. We're getting struck by lightning.
Well, I mean, we've all been there.
Every year in St. Joe. Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm driving back from getting my hair cut. It's like 7:15. Yes, I got my hair cut at 6:30 in the morning. It's the only time I could do it.
Yeah.
Used to work nights. And I'm driving back, and I'm just like, what's going on? And then I just hear that like, hey, everybody, it's Tuesday at 8:14. We lost connection in St. Joe. Here is Ned Yost from 2015.
I was like, hell yeah. At least he wasn't playing Bob Feller interviews or anything like that.
You know? I was like, hell yeah, Dub. But hey, man, we've done it all the time. Fesco, this is where Mr. Likens knows his lane. And go ahead and feel free to explain what you need to explain.
Well, I don't even know what I need to explain right now.
I don't either.
You know, first and foremost, with this whole stadium thing that has been going on, they have been talking to the folks at 119th and Nall. I will tell you that for a fact. And we saw that article or that release from the Asperia people yesterday, who are still in business, and they're trying to sell their property, but they're still in business. They still have tenants, so they need to make sure that everything is still on the up and up for their tenants there, because there is the possibility that these stadium deals don't go through. And that's the interesting thing. I want to back up a little bit. People say that I've said that it's going there. How many times have I come on before the stadium stuff and said, I'm giving you the information I'm hearing. I'm not saying anything's happening. I'm not saying I want this to happen. I'm just giving you what I'm hearing. I've never said it was 100% done anywhere in the city. And I even went on the record yesterday as we were talking about this, saying, I want downtown baseball. I've always wanted downtown baseball. I don't know if Kansas City has the appetite as a public for downtown baseball. So we need to get that cleared up right away. I've never said anything was definitive. I never said it was happening. I never guaranteed anything. I always said, I'm giving you the information that I'm hearing about the stadiums. You can do with it whatever that you want to do with that. And that is the information that we were hearing. And so Asperia puts out this statement yesterday, which a lot of people have told me came on the heels of the Business Journal's article on Monday saying that the Kansas deal looks like it's the best deal. And the downtown folks, you know, that business group from downtown was backing out of the Washington Square Park conversation, right? That's a lot of the reason why that Asperia article came out yesterday and that statement from them came out yesterday, because real estate people, business people read the Business Journal, right? They saw that yesterday. They went, uh-oh, we better probably release something, because we've been talking about 119th and Nall for how long now, Max, since you've been here, right? I mean, and you've been here
easily
since you've been here, and you've been here since July,
yeah,
right? So so we've been talking about this for almost a year at this point in time, right? And so this isn't something that is new, that we just mentioned 119th and Nall for the first time. Not at all. But the Business Journal had that article on Monday saying it looks like the Kansas plan is full speed ahead, basically. We read you the quotes yesterday, and business people read the Business Journal. Real estate people read the Business Journal. They see that. Uh-oh, panic. We've got tenants at the Occidental Asperia campus. We better make sure that we let them know, hey, nothing to see here. There's no deal done yet, as we continue to move that campus forward. Because any site, as we've seen throughout this entire process, can be failed. The East Village, the Crossroads, Washington Square Park, 119th and Nall, North Kansas City. How many options have we had for this stadium since that vote failed, or really since the beginning of the vote when they were trying to get that stadium done, right? Mm-hmm. So this is another along the lines of what's going on. And that's on the Royals, right? Like, they have not said anything. The Chiefs have not said anything about this. They've not controlled the message on what's going on when it comes to the stadium. I've said 1,000 times, I don't care where this stadium goes, as long as it's in the metro area. I've been very clear of that. I've never said it was going to 119th and Nall. I've never said it was going downtown. Well, I did at the beginning when we thought the vote was going to pass and it was going to be a done deal. And then Mayor L gets involved and decides to take it away from the East Village location and move it to the Crossroads location because he wants to make a bridge to make the Cornish people happy. Fine, whatever the case may be. But that was such a bad decision to move it from the East Village location. At the beginning, there was nobody to really relocate at the East Village location. It would have been done. Everything would have been taken care of. I believe, anyway, that it probably would have passed a vote in that location. Some people tell me, nah, they don't think it would have passed in that location. But it would have been a lot more copacetic than what we saw once they decided to go to the East Crossroads area. And then that failed miserably, and it was never endorsed by Mayor L until Saturday at 1 o'clock, the Saturday before the vote. So that never stood a chance to pass. After the vote, we heard John Sherman's wife talk about their distaste for Jackson County on Facebook. We've heard so many people talk about their distaste for Frank White and the process that went on in Jackson County. So they started to look elsewhere, which is what we told you last February 26th was going to happen, by the way, that if that vote didn't pass, they would look at other municipalities. And they still are looking at other municipalities in the area. They're still trying to get this done. But my stance doesn't change at all. I told you, I'm going to give you the information that we are hearing. And that was the information that we were hearing. And it took Occidental, Asperia, whoever owns that campus, like 8 months since we've been talking about it, to release a statement about it? And who believes what businesses said? Because at one time, Roy Williams didn't give a bleep about North Carolina, and 12 hours later, he was in North Carolina. So you have to take everything for a grain of salt as well with all of this. So again, I'm staying where I am on this. Wherever the stadium goes in the metro, I don't care. Just get it built in the metro area, because that's what matters most.
So it feels like an interrogation, but
that's
I don't want it to be that way.
That's fine. Right? Yeah, fire. Like, yeah.
You're my friend.
Yeah.
Don't hate me.
Yeah, I'm not.
So here's how I think it goes down. And this is just from me reading yesterday. This is from me seeing different articles, knowing where you're coming from, because I understand where you're coming from. I don't think you're out here to advocate that it should go to this location.
No.
I think the one thing is, and I agree with a lot of people, and I'm, again, Jackson County resident. Mm-hmm. I would love if that stadium stayed where it's at. That's just me personally.
But it's not going to.
And I understand that.
And that's the one thing, like this proposal came out yesterday to renovate Kauffman. That's not an option, right?
Yeah.
That I talked to other people about that, and we've heard it from the Royals in the past. Renovating Kauffman Stadium is not an option. We have got to stop talking about that.
Yeah, and look, I'm spoiled because my whole life that location was there. It was nice. I've never thought that the Nall location felt like a baseball location. If you get my drift.
Sure.
I'm not saying that they haven't been talking or that they are, that they're not. I just think a lot of people are in the same boat that like that location, Royals, like you're like, yeah, it's massive. It's huge. You can put whatever you wanted in there. You can put a Las Vegas Sphere in there if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But it's like, that just to me was always like, and again, there's a reason why I voted yes, because I wanted a downtown stadium.
I would have voted yes had I been in Jackson County.
I get tingly inside when I see like one day for opening day and they're showing PNC Park from a high location.
Oh my God. Did you see that picture?
Awesome. Yeah. Like dawn or whatever it was.
I've wanted downtown baseball since they started this conversation in 2001 at 20th and Grand.
I think the other thing that's got people in cahoots is nobody knows who's BSing. Nobody knows if Mayor Lucas is really BSing. Nobody knows if Asperia is BSing. Nobody knows if the people that are telling you things are BSing. And again, this is why I think it makes sense why our boss is like never politics on the air. Because again, nobody knows like who to believe because everybody has a different opinion.
Everybody has an agenda.
Or somebody has an agenda, or somebody has somebody that they seem to trust more than the other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's some people that are like, blow it out your ass, Bob. And then other people that I read as well, like Lucas got heat too. Like the one mayor that lost our teams in Kansas City was this guy. So to think that like you're the only person getting shade is definitely not true. There's other people there. And then there's, in my opinion, there's all my people that I live in the same county with that like had the opportunity to avoid all of this and just continue the 3/8 and just act like it didn't happen.
Right.
Understand that property tax coming in from teams is going to make money and that none of this would have happened. The other thing I think that's interesting is that we are a timing period, right? It's been a year.
Yeah.
When's the last time outside of when it voted no, that there's been this much spark? So I think that elevates everything down the trickle ladder of like, oh, it's been a year. They needed to be brought up again. The Royals are on the hot seat. Lucas, Bob sources, all this stuff. F-119th and Nall. I don't want a downtown stadium. Like, as much as people hate the Nall location, you'd be surprised. That many people do not want a downtown stadium.
I know. I don't know that there's an appetite for a downtown stadium. I mean, we saw the vote, right? We saw the vote. It wasn't a close vote. It was a blowout, right?
We said earlier this week, it was over at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
They're never over that early.
They're never that early, right? That thing was over. You turned on the news, like, yeah, this thing ended hours ago. And so my only agenda here, and I do have an agenda on this, and I'll be very clear on my agenda. Get a stadium built for the Royals and Chiefs to keep them in the metro area, regardless of where that is. Location does not matter to me. I want the stadiums built because I don't want to be sitting here talking about a team that we used to have and a team that could be moving. Look what's going on in Tampa. Look what's going on with the Oakland A's. Look what's gone on with a lot of these teams, the St. Louis Rams and all this kind of stuff. I don't want to be in that position. And for those that say it'll never happen,
stop saying that, because anything is possible when it comes to business and when it comes to dollars. So yeah, my agenda is to get a stadium built. Where that stadium gets built, I never cared where that stadium got built. I've always wanted downtown, but the 119th and Nall location is very carbon copy to the location that the Atlanta Braves have their baseball stadium in, which is the Battery and their Truist Park, which is something that John Sherman has talked about a lot. They've taken many a trip to Atlanta to look at the Battery. They've taken trips to Wrigley Field to look at that area around Wrigley Field and how they developed that. There's been a lot of due diligence going into this. Even before the stadium rumor started, there were people that worked for the Royals before that aren't there anymore that were doing stadium due diligence before any of this happened. So this has been going on for a long, long time.
The one question that I kept going back to yesterday after, you know, shooting 115 and then getting over that depression, I joke. It was, if they do find a location, maybe I should know the answer to this and do better homework. If they do find a location, wherever it is, do they have to then put it back to a vote?
In Missouri, they do, I believe. Okay. Yes. And in Kansas, they don't.
So that would be round two, yes or no?
And the earliest a vote could take place in Missouri, from what I'm being told, is like November.
Because that's what I was wondering. Like, if they do settle on a location, no matter where it's at, or irrelevant to where it's
if
at right
they
now,
want to keep that 3-8 cent sales tax in place. Now, this plan that the mayor floated out yesterday about downtown and the $1.2-1.3 billion or whatever, he said, I don't know
Washington
where that money's.
Square.
Yeah, and that is public land, so they can basically lease that land to the Royals without a vote. But does that land give you what you want when it comes to building that ballpark village that they're so, you know, in love with, which they should be, because you need to generate revenue? I was reading an article about baseball revenues the other day, and they were talking about if you don't have things going 365, you're screwing yourself. Do you get that at Washington Square Park? And does the metro area want downtown baseball? I do. I've been on record saying that. I think I've been very clear saying I want downtown baseball. But does the metro area want downtown baseball? And I don't know that there is an appetite there from your friends in Jackson County. Do they want downtown baseball? Mac, do your friends want downtown baseball?
He doesn't live in Jackson County.
Well, it doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter because 55% of the season ticket holders are in Johnson County. Are they going to go downtown? Do people want that? Yeah. I don't know.
I will tell you what I want. I don't want them to be in Nashville. Mm-hmm. I just want, that's it.
And that's it.
Just don't leave.
Whether it's the Northland, whether it's Wyandotte,
the Southland, the Eastland, the Westland.
Who cares?
Just stay here.
Just build it here in Kansas City and get the deal done. But that's my whole thing. I never said it was going anywhere. I never guaranteed anything. I never promised anything. I said I'd share the information as I got it. Mm-hmm. Just so happens. And if people think my sources are lying, then there's a lot of different entities around this city that got together and created a great conspiracy theory to F Bob Fesco. I'll tell you that.
Should have brought some popcorn in today. Today's going to be awesome. I do have some sources on the text line that say they're hearing now Sedalia or Oak Grove.
Perfect. Fine. I don't care. Is it in the metro?
Just kidding.